To be or not to be? Spelling bee. In North America, we have this competition called a spelling bee. It's where children take words, or adults give children words, long words, and the children have to spell it correctly. Now, if you're from Saudi Arabia or Japan or Korea or other countries, right now you're like, oh my God, no! Because you have to do this in English and your alphabet is not ours. Latin speakers tend to go, oh, we'll do very well. And you're bad as well. And you want a secret? I'm bad at spelling. So just share it between you and the other 100,000 people watching this, okay? So I'm bad at spelling, you're bad at spelling. But I have to teach the rules at school. And I do. I actually do. And if you ask me something, I'll tell you the rule. But you might catch me spelling incorrectly. So this lesson is for you and for me. And I call it spelling 101. English is not a phonetic language. And it makes it very difficult to learn how to spell. So I'm going to give you English or spelling 101, which are two little rules that will help you spell when you're dealing with English vowels. The long and the short of it, I like to call this lesson. It's a joke in there. You'll find it, the long and the short. Whatever. Okay, let's go to the board. Are you hoping? And hope is when you pray, you know, you say, please let me win the lottery. Really, I want to win the lottery. Please let me win the lottery. Please let that beautiful girl think I'm nice. Please let me pass the test. I hope, I wish, I pray. Or are you hopping? Are you hopping? Like, boing, 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 like a little bunny rabbit. Are you hopping? Well, you notice one has a P and one has two P's. Some of you would have written this because you'd say, well, it's more than hope, it's long, right? Because hop looks like this, H-O-P, hope looks like this. And anybody from a natural language would probably say, well, E, this must be the correct one. I would think so. It's the longer word, but not in English. No, we don't work like that. The shorter word gets it, and the longer word gets this. When I was a kid, I was always told, short word, you double it. That's what it was. Okay, it made sense. But there's something a little more to it, and today, I'm going to make it easy for you. Now, there's a lesson that has been done called the Magic E. Go check that out. That will help you. You know, it's a longer lesson that gives you more examples. But just to give you the idea of long versus short, okay? The Magic E states this. If you have, let's look over here. Yes, wipe, for instance. This is a I, a long vowel sound. There's a consonant and then an E. If the E is on the end of the word, you have a consonant and then a long vowel sound, okay? The E actually causes this to be wipe, not whip, right? So here's how we change it. Because we know this E helps to modify this, we have to drop the E, okay? Because it's actually silent. We say wipe, so it looks like this. That's what it looks like, wipe, not wipey. Sorry, people from Brazil. No wipey, no wipey here. Okay, that's part of the problem. Nobody tells you this stuff. But I do. Okay, so it's not wipey or ratey or hopey. It's just hope, rate, and wipe. Now, the Magic E helps us because we see this and we know it's a long vowel sound. Yay! But when we're adding, is it like wiped or wiping, rated or rated, hoped or hoping? We have to drop that E. We're told, drop the E. It's silent. It's not doing anything anyway. It's like your unemployed brother in your basement. He's not doing anything. Get rid of him. So, wipe becomes wiped or wiping. Drop the extra E, not wipeed, right? Rate becomes rated. Oops, sorry. It becomes rated. Just add the ED. Or hoping, in the case up there, becomes hoping. We get rid of the extra E. We know it's still long vowel because there's only one consonant, right? One consonant, so we know this must be wiped, rated, hoping. It'd even be hoped. I hoped you would come, okay? Don't double the consonant, don't add two E's. It's just single, single. Easy? Easy. The Magic E. Now we know how it creates a sound, and now we know how to change it. That's the long of it. The long vowel. You like that? Let's go to the short vowel. Ready? Hold on. It's a long walk. Board's long. Okay, now we're here. Okay, so we're on the other end of the board, short vowel syndrome. Well, in North America, we have short man syndrome. Why are you looking at me? I'm incredibly tall. Can't you see? Where's the worm? Mr. E is this tall. He's very sad about it. I am, of course, taller than E. That's all we need to know. Moving on. Okay, short man syndrome. In North America, we say short man syndrome, like Napoleon, if you're small. They say short men like to feel big, so they buy big cars. Okay? They wear big shoes. Okay? Or they wear big clothes to make them seem bigger. Okay? So a short man will make himself try to look bigger to be more impressive. Well, funny enough, this is what happens with our short vowels. When you have a word that, like hop, has a short vowel sound, like the short man, he doesn't like that hope is longer, so he tries to be bigger. So when hope adds ing, he goes, no, I'm not hope, I am hoping, and he makes more consonants. So when we have a short vowel sound, we double the consonant. So if it ends in a P and this is a short vowel, you got to double that consonant. Okay? Let's get some more examples, because I know it sounds confusing, but look, ship, it's not shipe. If you're Scottish, it's shite. No, it's shite. It's ship. This is a short P. So, unlike here where it's long, and there's no E, there's no magic E, we have to add another P. Short vowel syndrome. And you can say, it was shipped last week. And now look how big that word is. See, small, big. Short to tall. That's good. Okay. What about pin? That little pin? Very little pin? Not much of a prick to it, is it? Anyway, messing up. Pinned. Was pinned to his shirt. Pinned. See, once again, the little short man makes himself big. Short vowel syndrome. And how about this? Well, this is a fitting end to this conversation. You have to double the T. See? It. Fit. Not fight. Fight is different. Fit. It's fitting. Pinned and shipped. Compare these ones to these ones. These words are longer. Except this one. Don't look there. But these are longer. One. This is shorter. Short vowel syndrome, you know how it goes, baby. So, simple lesson, the long and the short of it. If it's a long vowel with one consonant and followed by an E, the magic E, drop the E and add on your ending. I-N-G, E-D, just add it right on. Bing, bing, bong. If it's a short vowel sound with one consonant, double the consonant, then add on your ending. This doubling of the consonant tells us it's a short sound, so we know how to speak. So not only did I teach you spelling, you got pronunciation. Now, sorry, we have more work to do. I almost forgot, but I haven't. Here are some examples, my little short friend. Let's go to the board. I ask something, my friend, to taste my pie, and he rats it the best in the world. If I had rat pie, I would not be happy. So what do you think he said? I think he asked my friend to taste my pie, and he rate. That's a long sound. So we're going to go, he rated it, okay? The best in the world. What about the second one? Was the whipped cream? I've never seen a whip with cream, but this is different. When you take milk or cream and you do this, it becomes sort of like ice cream. It's called whipped. There's no whip involved, really. That would be weird. Anyway, so was the whipped cream wiped up off the floor? So whip, that's short, right? Short, what did we say about the short? Look, he's not even happy, he's sad. Yeah, that's right, we're gonna make it big. The whipped cream. Now, wipe, I, that's long. So wiped up off the floor. Yeah, I think so too. I think it was wiped up off the floor. So that's the long and short of our lesson. But there is one more. But here's the problem. I wasn't going to talk about it because it said the message on the board was go to Ingvid for the answer. That means you got to go do the quiz because on the quiz, that question will be there. And then I'll tell you. But if you don't go, you won't know. So where do you have to go? You have to go to www.ing.com, where you can see myself, the other teachers, go over this lesson, go check out the magic key, and get the answer to this particular question. And I know you're dying to find out what happened to the beautiful Persian cat. Wow. Anyway, E and me got to go. Have a good day, and see you soon.